So hold that thought. So this past Shabbos, I had the schus to spend together with Alexander Chassidim at a Shabbos Isachtis, and the Rav and Alexander Stiebel in Borough Park, Rabbi Yosef Ernst de Shlita, he said over a Dover Nifla, B'shem de Tzvila Tzadik, one of the Heilige Rebbes. And it's based also on Torah from the Bnei Yisachar. It's a Dover Nifla Ad L'Moed. It requires a tiny bit of an introduction. If you ever noticed in a Siddur, when you daven Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, so when you come to the bracha, Elikeinu v'Elikei Aviseinu, Chadesh Aleinu v'Sachodesh Hazeh L'Toyve v'Levracha, L'Sosinu l'Simcha l'Shul l'Nachama, the special bracha that's in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It's the seventh bracha, the bracha that's miyuchad from Rosh Chodesh. And it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. So some Siddurim, by Baruch Atah Hashem, by the Shem Avaya, so there's a little asterisk that sends you to the bottom, and there's a lot of Kabbalah there. It's prefaced by Tzirufe Yud Beis Chodshei Hashan. So the 12 months of the year have what's called the Tzirufim of the Shem Havaya. There's 12 different combinations of Shem Havaya. So Shem Havaya is Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, in that order. But if you take a look in your Siddur, there's different Tzirufim of it. So for example, Chodesh Nisan, it says Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Chodesh Iyar, it's Yud, K K Vav. Chodesh Sivan, it's Yud Vav K K. V'chahina Rabbis. So first of all, what does this even mean? So the Bnei Yisachar, right in the beginning of Sefer Bnei Yisachar. So Bnei Yisachar was written on the Seder of the Chadashim, right? The Seder of the months. Incidentally, and this is very much what we're learning right now, the way the Bnei Yisachar opened up his Sefer was, quote, Maimer Aleph v'chodesh Nisan, Rishon hu, hineni roitza l'kayim b'chiburi zeh mitzvah saseh day raisa. He said, I'm writing my sefer, this is the classic, the magnum opus of the Bnei Yisachar. I'm writing the Bnei Yisachar and I'm going to be mekayim. And he says, Al kin, when we count from t'mechad sheva aschol b'nisan, I want to be mekayim, the Ramban's achodesh hazal, this is the whole beginning of the Masechta coming together. I want to be mekayim achodesh hazal l'chem reish chodeshan. So he starts his sefer and he started with chodesh Nisan. So he starts like this, quote, Yodua, B'yud beis chachay ashana sholtin yud beis tzirufei avay. So the world exists because of the Shem Avay. But there's 12 months of the year, and each month exists based on a different tziruf of the Shem Avay. He says, Remez Ladavar. He says, the Shem Avay is begematria 26. There's 12 different tzirufim, which means 26 times 12, which is 312, and that's the gematria of Chodesh. Ches Dalet Shin. Chodesh is 312 because it's 26 times 12, and this is just the remez that there's 12 different tzirufim, and that's the idea of there being 312 different cheshbonos based on this cheshbon. And then he goes on to talk a little bit about it. So he says that each one of the months has its own tziruf of the Shem Havaya. And he says that when a person davens Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodashim. So it's critical that he be Mizbainein. And while he says the Shem Havaya, he should have in mind what the tziruf of that Shem is. And he says, if a person would do that, his tefillah would be answered. This is what he says. And he says that the Arizal said that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo v'eschanan al Hashem be'isahi leimor. V'eschanan al Havaya. Hashem has written Havaya. V'eschanan al Havaya be'isahi leimor. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu Havaya. But it was mispalo. And again, the Arizal said that if a person would know how to properly be mechav in this Indian, he said his tefillah would be an andresar tefillah. So much so that some of the Siddurim were literally printed with the tziruf of the Shem Havaya, even though it's very little Kabbalah in our Siddurim, but this is something that the Arizal was maflig about, the chashivos of this inyan, and that's why it's there. Now, if you look in the Siddur, next to the tziruf of each month of the Shem Havaya, there's a pasuk. And the way the pasuk works is the pasuk is the Rosh HaTevis of the Shem Havaya in the order of that tziruf. Very simple. So Nisan is Yud Ke Vav Ke. What's the pasuk next to it? It's Yismuchu HaShamayim V'sogel ha'aretz. Yismuchu ha'shamayim v'sogel ha'aretz is Rosh HaTevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. Iyar is Yud Kei Kei Vav. Yishalel ha'misalel haskel v'yadaya. So let's forward to Cheshvin. Cheshvin, the tziruf, is Vav Kei Kei Yud. That's what the tziruf is. It's Vav Kei Kei Yud. And what's the pasuk? That's what the pasuk is. Where's the pasuk? Udvash hayoyim azeh Hashem. It's in Parshas Kisavli. The pasuk says, Hashkifam imayim kachachem en ha'shamayim. Uvarich es amcha es Yisrael veso Adam asher nasata lanu kashe nishbata lavisenu eretz zovas cholov udvash Then the pasuk continues, Hayoyim hazeh, Hashem alikecha mitzavcho, lasis zachukim eilu v'samashpotim v'shamarta v'asisa oysam v'cholavavchum v'chol nafshecha. So what's the tziruf of Chodesh Cheshvin? It's the last word of the first pasuk, udvash, and then it's the first three words of the next pasuk, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem. Udvash is a vav, Hayoyim is a hey, hazeh is a hey, Havaya yud kivav ke is a yud, that's vav, and then hey, and then hey, and then yud, and that's the tzir of Chodesh Marchesh. So the Hilge Tzvila Tzadik asked, he said, I don't understand. He said, if you look at all the psukim as it relates to the tziruf of the Shemus, it's all one pasuk. Yismachu Hashemayim v'sogei la'aretz. Yisalu la'mesalu haskel v'yodoy. Haskei sushma Yisrael ayoyim. Utztoka tiyalonu ki. It's all one pasuk. Over here, when it comes to Marcheshvin, it's two psukim. It's udvash, one pasuk. Next pasuk. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem alekecha. So he said, why is Chodesh Marcheshvin different? Obviously, this soidois and tremendous pnimiyas HaTorah over here. But he said, so what's pshat? Why is it two different psukim? First udvash and then Hayoyim hazeh Hashem. See, it's a bitter Chodesh. The reason it's a bitter Chodesh is because there's nothing going on. There's no Yom Tovim. It's a month that really doesn't have anything. And because it doesn't have anything, so the month really is a bitter Chodesh. See, so what's the avoida? What is a Yid supposed to do if he wants to take the merirus of Chodesh Marcheshvin and he wants to make it zis? What he needs to do is he has to take from Chodesh Tishrei. He has to go back to the previous month. Chodesh Tishrei, Chodesh Elul. There's so much that momentum that a person builds up leading up to Chodesh Marcheshvin. And if you take that momentum with you, that's going to be malavi you straight through Chodesh Cheshvin. And then you'll be able to make Chodesh Marcheshvin zis. That's the remez. The remez is that you know what you have to do in Chodesh Marcheshvin? You have to take the dvash from the previous pasuk. You have to take the dvash from Chodesh Tishrei and you have to apply it to the next month. To Ayoy Mazeh Hashem Elokecha. So it's udvash Ayoy Mazeh Hashem because there's a remez over here. The remez is that Marcheshvin naturally, inherently doesn't really have what it needs. But the way you make this work is you take the dvash from the previous month and then you apply it. So said the Tzvila Tzadik, I'm going to tell you a remez nifla, davar emes lamitoy. And that is, if you do the gematria of Chodesh Tishrei, it's 910. The gematria of Chodesh Marcheshvin is 604. This is to the number. No rounding off. It's 910 and 604. 910 minus 604 is 306. 306 is the gematria of dvash. If you take the dvash from Chodesh Tishrei, so you take the 600, if you take the dvash from Chodesh Tishrei, and you apply it to Chodesh Marcheshvin, so what you have is 604 and 306, 604 and 306, what you're going to be left with is Tishrei, which is 910, and that's the soid of the tziruf of Chodesh Marcheshvin. Chodesh Marcheshvin is you're taking the vav from the udvash of the previous pasuk, and you apply it to Ayoy Mazeh Hashem. Because by taking the dvash, taking the chizik from Chodesh Tishrei, that's what you end up with. You end up with Ayoy Mazeh Hashem. But that's Chodesh Marcheshvin. Chodesh Marcheshvin is a Chodesh, which is Marcheshvin. And the avoid of Chodesh Marcheshvin is to hopefully have gained enough momentum from Chodesh Tishrei that you can take that dvash, the 306, and add it to your 604, so that you have a Chodesh Tishrei 910. But it's mavur in the Bnei Yisoscha that we spoke out that really Chodesh Marcheshvin one day is going to be a very different story. One day Chodesh Marcheshvin is going to be the Chodesh of the Gula Asida. I was just thinking this week was Rachel Imenu's Yartzeit. Rachel Imenu's Yartzeit is in Chodesh Marcheshvin. What's Rachel Imenu's legacy? Her legacy is Kol Berama Nishma. Rachel Mevakal Baneha. And what did the Eibush to tell Rachel? That Rachel, have no fear. Metz Hashem, your tefillahs are going to be answered. The tefillahs of Rachel Imenu are going to be answered. And they're going to be answered in Chodesh Marcheshvin. It's Taka the Chodesh. The whole Ptira of Rachel was associated with Churp, was associated with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Rachel Imenu passes away literally on the side of the road. It's like this. Yaakov should bury her on the side of the road. Why? Like Rashi says in Parashas Vayichi. So like this, the Yidden, when they're leaving Eretz Yisrael, they're on the way to Babel, they'll be able to daven there. And Rachel's kfura is where it is. The ptira of Rachel is all a hechatimtza. It's a stepping stone. It's a way for us to get to Binyan Bayis Shlishi. And the truth is that Rachel's ptira, which falls out in the hiddle, literally in the heart of Mar Cheshvin, of this bitter month. But at the end of the day, it's through Rachel, and really through her children, that Klal Yisrael was zoicha to Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and ultimately Bayis Shlishi, which is going to be literally in Chodesh Marcheshvin, Chodesh of Bull. But either way, that's just a little bit of a better understanding of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan.